we were discussing this nekuda of vidui. As we know, the vidui in general has to be said in a standing position. And however, ve'yishchem ad be'et ha'vidui, le'ot hachna'a, as a sign of humility, a person is supposed to a little bit bend his body as a sign of humility when he says the vidui, and then we generally have make a fist, and it says when we say ashamnu baganu etc. Yake be'egrofo be'nachat keneged libo, keneged libo, which means the heart is what enticed the person to be get involved and to be up. You know that this, the avera should be appealing to him. So this is the reason. Whenever we say the alchet or the vidui of ashamnu, that is why it's supposed to be. Or in general, whenever the person says the vidui, it's supposed to be bang against your heart. But so then after that comes to that mafseket. As I mentioned, the vidui has to be by end of the tefillat mincha in the Shemoneh Esrei itself. And then there is Seudat Mafseket. Seudat Mafseket has to be wheat bread, and as I mentioned, it should be light type of a food. It could be no limits. It's not like Seudat Mafseket of Erev Tisha B'Av, that you are limited over there with one food. Over here, just as I mentioned, suppose the best would be that it should not be fatty meat. It should be chicken, preferably, and a person, when he says the hamotzi, he should have the salt and also either sugar or honey, and you dip it in both of them. And then you give it to each individual, and that is how they'll start the Seudat Mafseket. And the mitzvah is that yesh lifrosh mikol chamisha inuim. All the five inuim that we have, the limitations that we have on Yom HaKippurim, there's a mitzvah for a person to start them 5 minutes, around 3 to 5 minutes, prior to the sunset. So therefore, a person should really stop so much ahead of time to be able to come to the synagogue, to be able to say the beracha and the talit before sunset, to accept the melacha, the istur melacha, before sunset, sufficient amount of time to give himself, to be able to do all of these things. So let's say even if you're going to finish the Seudah at home, but by the time, let's say, you walk to the synagogue, or if you use a car, it has to be calculated. Where are you going to park? How are you going to be able to get to the synagogue to put the key to the ignition away? So all of these things, and at the end of the day, you should be able to accept upon yourself all the Chameshet Inuim prior to sunset. So it's achila, shtia, wearing of the leather shoes, the not doing of the melacha, etc. So all of these things has to be calculated by the time you finish. So it says, af hanashim mitzuvot leosim michol al hakodesh. The women are also obligated and commanded to add to the day by accepting the chameshet inuim. This also applicable Motzai Yom Kippur. Motzai Yom Kippur, Lechatchila is preferred, highly, highly preferred, for those who could handle it, to keep 72 minutes, like Shitat Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbi Wadia writes, being that the mitzvah of Tosefet Yom Kippurim applies, so therefore 1 minute extra Motzai Yom Kippur to each 73 minutes after sunset to do the mitzvah of Lohosif Michol Al HaKodesh. So it applies both when you start, when you initiate, and when you end. So this 72 minutes is becoming 73 minutes is only for men and those who could handle it. Those who are old or weak or etc. is sufficient 50 minutes. That's the Rav Moshe Feinstein's Shita, that 50 minutes in New York is sufficient. And that's good enough to go also for those who are weak or ladies, etc. It's enough for them. Next, so he says that if a person did finish the Seudah earlier, let's say you finished it 10 minutes before sunset. You finish, you said Birkat Hamazon, and then let's say all of a sudden you see that mamash, you're thirsty. So as long as you did not accept upon yourself verbally the ta'anit, you could still drink, you could still eat. If a person, let's say, is not preferred in general let's say that you have part of your soda, part of your tea left, and after Birkat Hamazon, right after you say the Birkat Hamazon is over, you say Shakur. It's not preferred because of the whole question. When you were drinking, and now you say Birkat Hamazon, is it possible for you to be able to drink, or is it you do have to make another bracha? So the halacha is better that the person should interrupt, should have a few minutes pass by, and then and only then you should get to say the remaining drink that was in your cup to say bracha on it. But over here, let's say you say Birkat Hamazon, then you go to the refrigerator or whatever the scenario might be, then you would say Shahakol, being that you did not verbally accept upon yourself Kedushat Yom HaKippurim. So then, or Tanit. You did not accept the Tanit, that's fine for a person to be able to eat. Let me just end with one Nekuda. We know there is a mitzvah of Shechiyon on the day of Yom HaKippurim. It has nothing to do with holding on the Sefer Torah. Over here, a person that, let's say by men, they generally wait when the Sefer Kol Nidre is brought out, and either whoever says the Beracha of Shechiyonu is going to be Motzi everybody, or the other option would be each person says on his own. Generally, the person, let's say, holds on to the Sefer Torah, but it's not really required. So you say the Shechiyonu for the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us such a holy day to be zocher to achieve Mechila, Selicha, Kapara. So you say Shechiyonu. By ladies also, even though in general, majority of the poskim hold that there is no mitzvah of Shechiyonu at the time of Halakat Nerot Shel Yom Tov, let's say, over here, first of all, once she finishes lighting, she would be allowed to say Shechiyonu, and then, as soon as you say the Shechiyonu, you have accepted upon yourself Kedushat Yom. So let's say if she wants to light 18 minutes prior to sunset, and then after the lighting, she says Shechiyonu, so then she has accepted upon herself Asura Bechol Chamisha Inuim. She would be prohibited to do any more melacha. She cannot do, there is no conditional. Rabbi Vadia holds there is a conditional lighting. If she is pressed by time, she could say she is not interested to accept Shabbat or over here Yom Kippur, and she could still do a melacha. But once she does say Shechiyonu, Shechiyonu is acceptance of the day, Kedushat of the day, so therefore you would not be allowed, you cannot do a conditional, you would not be allowed to do any longer, any more melachot. So she has to say that at the end of Halakat Nerot, or when she comes to the synagogue, and she could be yotze by the person who says Shechiyonu on the Sefer Torah of Kol Nidreh.